From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the government concludes that an Iranian missile was likely behind the attack on the South Korean cargo ship, the HMM Namu, in the Strait of Hormuz. Workers at Samsung Electronics approved the last-minute wage deal that prevented a general strike last week, but fresh disputes have arisen among workers in different divisions. And a KBS poll shows tight mayoral races in Seoul and Daegu, while the ruling party candidate holds a clear lead in Busan. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. The government has concluded that anti-ship missiles developed by Iran were likely behind the May 4th attack on the South Korean-operated cargo ship, the HMM Namu, in the Strait of Hormuz. In a briefing on Wednesday, First Vice Foreign Minister Park Yun-ju said, the engine debris from the aerial objects that hit the ship bore a close resemblance to that from Iranian-made weapons. 총 2번의
미상 비행체의 공격을 받았으며 첫 번째 탄두는 불법.
The Namu was struck twice by unidentified aerial objects. The first warhead failed to detonate, while the second one did. Regarding the object's engines, they were similar to Iranian-made turbojet engines, and what are believed to be an Iranian manufacturer's markings were found on the parts.
불발탄으로 추정되었으며, 이란 대함미사일 누르.
Park added that technical analysis found that the unidentified aerial objects are likely to be a variation of the Nur anti-ship missile developed by Iran. The foreign ministry summoned the Iranian ambassador Wednesday evening to explain the investigation results and protest and demand responsible measures, including ways to prevent a recurrence. Workers at Samsung Electronics have approved the last-minute wage deal that prevented a general strike last week. After a six-day vote, the agreement met with support from 73.7% of those who cast ballots, representing the company's two largest labor unions. With its ratification Wednesday, the labor dispute is officially over, but fresh disputes have arisen among workers in the different divisions at Samsung. Rosenbach has more.
Under the new bonus agreement, a worker in Samsung's memory business division will receive up to 600 million won, or around $400,000 in bonuses. In contrast, an employee outside the lucrative semiconductor division is entitled to around $4,000 worth of company stocks. In the polling that wrapped up Wednesday after 6 days, roughly a quarter of voters were not on board with the deal between management and Samsung Group United Union, the majority of whose members come from the chip division. But nearly 80% of voters registered with the National Samsung Electronics Union, representing workers outside the memory sector, voted against the deal. Meanwhile, Dongying Labor Union is planning legal action to invalidate the results, saying its members were excluded from the negotiations last week. Last Wednesday, labor and management agreed to set aside 10.5% of an agreed-upon company performance figure as bonuses for the chip-making device solutions unit, on top of Samsung's existing bonus program. The vote saw the participation of more than 95% of some 62,600 union members, and the controversial bonus deal became binding upon winning majority support. Now that it's in force, demands for bonuses equivalent to a portion of the company's operating profit are spreading beyond Samsung Electronics to other entities within Samsung Group. The labor union at Samsung Electromechanics and Samsung Display recently pointed to the whopping bonuses the semiconductor workers just won and demanded that management overhaul the wage structure for their members too. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
Labor and management at Kakao, the operator of South Korea's popular messenger service, have entered a second round of mediation talks to settle disputes surrounding bonuses and job security. The negotiations started at 3 p.m. Wednesday at the Gyeonggi Regional Labor Relations Commission after the two sides failed to reach an agreement during an earlier mediation session on May 18th. The union is demanding that a certain percentage of operating profit be allocated for bonuses, while management and labor also remain divided over employment stability issues. Last week, unions representing five Kakao affiliates, including Kakao Pay, Kakao Enterprise, and XL Games, voted in favor of a strike. If the talks break down, the unions will secure the legal right to strike, potentially leading to the first ever simultaneous walkout by five Kakao affiliates, although major service disruptions are considered unlikely due to the automated nature of most IT services. With only a week left before the local elections, the release of new opinion polls will be prohibited as of Thursday. Ahead of the deadline, KBS conducted surveys to assess the political landscape in key battleground regions. The polls showed tight races in Seoul and Daegu, while the ruling party candidate held a clear lead in Busan. Yun So-young has the details.
KBS commissioned Hanguk Research to survey the current state of the races in Seoul, Busan, and Daegu from Thursday to Monday, coinciding with the start of the official campaign period for the June 3rd elections. In the Seoul mayoral race, ruling Democratic Party candidate Jeong Won-woo led with 42% support as compared with 36% for incumbent Seoul Mayor Oh Se-hoon of the main opposition People Power Party. The 6 percentage point gap between the two candidates fell within the poll's margin of error of plus or minus 3.5 percentage points, having narrowed from roughly 11 points in previous KBS surveys. Undecided voters continue to account for a significant proportion of respondents, with 8% saying they did not support any candidate and 11% saying they were unsure or declining to respond. The Daegu mayoral race also remained highly competitive, with Democratic Party candidate Kim Bu-kyum garnering 42% support and People Power Party candidate Choo Kyung-hoo 38%. Undecided and non-committal responses in Daegu totaled 18%, leaving the outcome still uncertain. In the southern port city of Busan, DP candidate Chun Jae-soo led with 46% support, while incumbent mayor Park Hyung-jun of the PPP trailed behind at 34%, revealing a gap outside the margin of error. The combined share of undecided voters in Busan also remained high at 20%. Hanguk Research surveyed 800 adults in each city, and the poll had a 95% confidence level with a margin of error of plus or minus 3.5 percentage points. Yun So-hyang, KBS World Radio News.
South Korea recorded 25,200 births in March, marking an increase of 19.4% from a year earlier, driven by a concurrent rise in marriages. According to the latest population data released Wednesday by the Ministry of Data and Statistics, the number of babies born during the month was the highest since 2019. Percentage-wise, it was the sharpest jump on record. The total fertility rate, which is the average number of children a woman is expected to have in her lifetime, rose 0.15 from a year earlier to 0.93, topping 0.9 for the third straight month. As a result, the country's total fertility rate for the first quarter of this year was 0.95, up 0.12 year-on-year. The Ministry of Land, Infrastructure and Transport says suspended train operations linked to the Seosamun overpass collapse in Seoul's Seodaemun district may resume once comprehensive site and safety checks are carried out. Kim Tae-byung, the ministry's director for railways, said Wednesday during a briefing held at the accident site that the priority is to restore tracks and overhead lines that were damaged. Kim explained that due to the situation, Gyeonggi Line train services from nearby Sincheon Station to Seoul Station were cut off and consequently suspended, adding that all trains were expected to run at 81% of normal operations. The official said that since high-speed train services between Seoul Station and Haengshin Station in Goyang, Gyeonggi Province, have also been suspended as a result of the overpass collapse, KTX will be temporarily running at 66% of normal operations. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chang.